They found the pirate's base, and Nexus is definitely the target.
The Premier handed the hard copy of the message to Rafe. In the days since Isaac's death and Penny's intervention, the Premier had shown himself more competent than Rafe had expected, if not as swift in action as he'd hoped. He seemed more interested in finding out how Isaac's had died and investigating the connections between Parmina and various individuals in defense than in prodding the government to do anything about the inevitable invasion. The pirates might attack Cascadia instead. That was the argument. Now he looked two shades paler than usual.
The Moray government says the enemy had left the staging area 8 hours before their fleet arrived, but they had sent an advanced scout, somebody named Ransom, who located the base days ago. You know this person?
Teddy Ransom, yes. I met him on Cascadia Station. Flamboyant character, but capable.
Teddy Ransom had been glued to Kai Vada's side at that formal reception and dinner. Rafe was reasonably sure she wasn't falling for him, but it had been painful to watch, and now that she was gone forever, more painful to remember.
The Moray government waited to inform us until the fleet arrived and confirmed Ransom's report. Apparently, they weren't convinced he was reliable. So, we have 10 or 11 days less warning than we might have had.
We're fortunate they warned us at all. Did they say how many, or where they are?
Over 300. Ranging from the new Moray-built heavy cruisers to armed converted merchanters. Estimated that about 20 of the ships are resupply. But they may be troop ships. And supposedly, only an 8-day FTL transit.
300?
Even at his most pessimistic, Rafe had never imagined Turek having that many ships. The fleet in Moray, even if it came directly to Nexus System, was hours behind, and at most a third that size. And 8 days away. He had been lulled, he realized, by the same assumptions as the Premier. Moray was 20 days FTL. When 20 days had passed without an attack, he had imagined the pirates being still 20 days away. Or at least 10. Rafe thought of the time wasted in investigation, consultation, discussion. Days they could not get back now, when they needed them most.
You have notified the Moscow Confederation.
Of course. Moray had already told them, and I requested assistance. They reminded me that we had refused to ally with them in this matter and said the ships they could spare were with the fleet coming from Moray, at least until reinforcements from Slaughter Key arrive.
They're getting more privateers from Slaughter Key?
Space Force this time, apparently. I've tried to contact Slaughter Key's Rector of Defense, but I'm told she'll be unavailable for some hours. Their president says he would prefer to have the Rector communicate with me. I understand that's another Vata.
Grace Lane Vata. I heard a lot about her from the Vatas I met who knew her.
Is she likely to help us? Surely she'll understand the importance of Nexus.
She's said to be touchy. And, as you may recall, both Secretary Isaacs and our ambassador said some harsh things about the Vata family and my connection with it. And since her niece, great-niece, I think it is, Kai Vada, was killed, I suspect she may be touchier than usual.
Oh, surely she wouldn't let that influence her, with so much at stake.
We can hope. Any luck with Mackenzie?
They have ships on the way, they said, but from the Mackenzie home base. And those ships are not equipped with onboard Ansibles, any more than the ISC fleet or our home guard ships are. Do you think Turek had enough to equip his whole fleet?
Maybe. It's impossible to know. If not, he'll probably cluster his ships, no more than a half light sec distance between those without and one with the onboard. Otherwise, he has too much light lag for accurate control. He probably has already sent stealthed observer controller ships into our systems. You need to have someone go over the deep space scans very carefully.
Nothing unusual has come through the jump points. I did think of that.
They won't come in by the regular jump points.
Rafe wondered how someone could get to be Premier and not understand even that much about war.
I'll get our best people on this, too. They're going to be hard to find. Kai, Admiral Vada, told me how they operated in the Boxtop incident. She didn't know how far in advance these ships were emplaced, but was sure they were there prior to the main attack. The stealth observers will definitely have their own ansibles and can serve as relay stations for conventional communications if necessary.
8 days. 300 of them. Do you think we have any chance?
Not if we sit here doing nothing. Let's get busy instead.
The Premier stood.
Right. This isn't really in my area of expertise.
The Premier's areas of expertise lay in posing for photographs, shaking hands, and behind-the-scenes arm-twisting of government opponents.
Nor mine. But we do have some competent military commanders, even if our resources are less than we could wish.
Well, what about the civilian population? What can we do for the people out there?
Not a thing, really, Rafe knew. From the evidence of a few past wars, the civilians might be killed even if the home fleet won. All an enemy had to do was throw large rocks at a planet to cause catastrophic damage, and the larger beam weapons could deliver deadly force through atmosphere. But it would not do to say so.
Your emergency management personnel should know that. I'd hesitate to say. I need to get my people busy on looking for Turek's advanced ships, so if you'll excuse me...
Of course. Go ahead.
Rafe glanced up at the soft, blue sky as he headed for his car. A lovely spring day, the scent of new-mown grass and the first of the roses, the very fragrant old white rambler trained up one side of the Premier's residence, the fresh green of new leaves on the trees that edged the lawn, the low border of purple star-shaped flowers whose name he didn't know, a bird's call, the hum of distant traffic. It seemed unreal that somewhere out there, 300 hostile ships were coming to destroy all this. That this blue sky could be stained with fire and smoke, the grass blackened. But that was as real as this. It had happened elsewhere. It could happen here. If things went badly enough, not only Nexus, but all the systems that depended on Nexus could be destroyed. Billions of people.